I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The French President Emmanuel Macron has taken aim at some of President Trump's policies in a hard-hitting speech to both houses of the US Congress. He warned that hopes of global prosperity were threatened by rising nationalism, and in a thinly veiled criticism of his host, President Trump, Mr. Macron said protecting current industries was no excuse for failing to tackle climate change and pollution.
With business leaders and local communities, let us work together in order to make our planet great again and create new jobs and new opportunities while safeguarding our Earth.
There was no Planet B, Mr. Macron said. The French president also defended the international accord to curb Iran's capacity to produce nuclear weapons. President Trump has called it a terrible deal, but Mr. Macron reminded Congress that both the US and France had signed it. Our North America editor John Sopel says the speech, delivered significantly in the same place as the President's State of the Union speech, will live long in the memory.
What President Macron was doing was effectively tearing to shreds the Trump agenda. America first, he talked about isolationism, nationalism will only inflame the fears of your citizens. That was a complete slap across the face to Donald Trump and the policy there. And on Iran, on climate change, on free trade, on the rules-based kind of global order. He said, you wrote the rules, we've got to stick to them. And I thought it was breathtaking in its audacity. Today, Emmanuel Macron was delivering left hook after left hook to Donald Trump.
Chinese scientists say they believe that North Korea's nuclear test site has been so badly damaged by atomic explosions that it's no longer usable. If true, it could explain Pyongyang's recent decision to close it. Michael Bristow reports.
Last week, Pyongyang said it was closing down its nuclear test site under Mount Mantap. At the time, the announcement was welcomed as evidence of North Korea's commitment to denuclearization, not least by President Trump. But Chinese scientists are now suggesting the site might not be usable anyway, meaning the North's concession was not quite what it seemed. Researchers have previously said Pyongyang's last nuclear test caused major geological damage, but not everyone agrees that the site has been totally destroyed.
This is the World News from the BBC.